This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Forkfest, of course, is ongoing until July the 3rd. It's going to be interesting. We didn't expect Rogers Campground to have the fireworks on July the 3rd. We thought they would always be the Saturday before, and so we didn't schedule Forkfest until July the 4th. So, incidentally, Forkfest ends before the fireworks begin, I think, technically.
Because I see what you're saying, yeah.
If you're here until July the 3rd, then that means you got to leave your camping site, I think, at 2 p.m. or your motel room at 11.
Yeah, there's a checkout time for your campsite.
So we didn't know that in advance. We thought it was always on the Saturday before or on the day of. If it was probably a Friday would have been fine as well. But anyway, there will be a fireworks show here on July the 3rd, and I suspect most of the people here from Forkfest will, in fact, be staying to check it out. That's forkfest.party if you want to learn more. There are a number of unofficial channels, like the unofficial Telegram chat, the unofficial Matrix chat, all sorts of places you can hang out with people. You can create whatever event you want. That's forkfest.party. Talking here about an upcoming civil war, possibly.
Yeah, over the abortion topic. Now,
yes,
it's so ridiculous, first of all. I would think that but there are so many other issues that could tip off a civil war that I find it difficult to believe that this is going to be it, that abortion is going to be it, because it's such a not a done your business issue, right? And we were talking before the break there that, in my opinion, right, it's none of anybody's business. There should be no laws regarding abortion, period.
Well, I see where people are coming from. If they genuinely believe that abortion is murder, then to them it's a law that outlaws murder, and some states are allowing murder to take place. And it's not a view that I subscribe to, but I understand why, you know, people would be passionate about having a law that, you know, makes murder legal in these places, because that's their view.
Right, and what I'm saying is that these people need to understand that just because your view is your view doesn't mean it's correct. And if you think it's correct, it doesn't mean it's correct for somebody else.
Excellent points. If they believe their view is correct, then it's on them to persuade the people who disagree with them. It's not on them to make a law forcing the other people to agree with them or to at least act like they agree with them.
Right, pointing the guns of government at people you disagree with.
It would be on them to, you know, exercise the art of persuasion. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, a moderate Republican, signed an executive order Friday because that's how broken the government is, right? There's no piece of legislation here that they're talking about. It's just him making up law as he goes with a flick of a pen.
Do these politicians even make laws the old-fashioned way, or is everything now just a...
Well, since Governor
an executive order.
Almost all of it has been executive order, yeah. I mean, that was the excuse they used to give themselves emergency powers, and since then, like here in New Hampshire, I believe the emergency is still ongoing.
It sounds like I never hear of, like, a regular, you know, bill being passed that creates a law. It's always like, a new executive order was passed today, and then it's whatever, and you're like, oh, okay.
That's absolutely what happened here in Massachusetts. Friday, Governor Charlie Baker signed an executive order that prohibits any executive agency from assisting another state's investigation into a person or entity for receiving or delivering reproductive health services that are legal in Massachusetts. So I can at least see the reasoning for that. He's telling executive agencies what they can and can't do, and in the legal system that we have, the governor would be in charge of all of those executive agencies.
Hmm.
That's often not how it actually works in practice, but in practice, he's still basically making up law. The order also seeks to protect Massachusetts providers who deliver abortion services from losing the professional licenses or receiving other professional disciplines stemming from out-of-state charges. Now, what if you're a nurse and you work in a different state? The state that you live in has outlawed abortion, but the state that you work in, and you work at an abortion clinic, right?
Live, you know, near a border or on a border town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Keene and Boston, for example. Let's say New Hampshire makes abortion illegal, and I don't think they're going to, but let's say they do. But, you know, you have someone like Nikki who works at a, you know, health reproductive health clinic in Boston.
Right.
Nikki doesn't work at a reproductive health clinic, but I could certainly see how that could be possible.
Yeah, right. And so then how does the law apply to that person?
Democratic New York governor, of course, they couldn't leave this alone. Oh, I want to tell you more about the Massachusetts law. It also decrees that Massachusetts will not cooperate with extradition requests from other states pursuing criminal charges against people who have received, I think I said that. It's slightly different. They won't cooperate with any extradition requests regarding reproduction health services. I think that's interesting. Democratic New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed legislation Monday that shields providers and patients from civil liability in connection with abortion-related claims from out of state. So if you fly from Texas to New York to have your abortion and someone in Texas tries to sue you for that, those people would be protected. It's a messy situation, and states are lining up their pieces antagonistically.
Can you imagine being extradited from one state within the United States to another state because of abortion?
No. To me, that's stupid.
It's just the most ridiculous thing.
It is, but, I mean, that's the way that... They're having to do it because they're convinced that Texas wants to pursue people who go out of state to have abortions, and they think that because Texas made a law that basically allows people in Texas to do exactly that.
You can't make laws against this kind of a thing and enforce them and have it go well. It's just not going to go well.
I think that's why they're arguing that this could lead to Civil War Part II. Electric Boogaloo. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Friday, I assume that's the U.S. Attorney General. It could be from New York. It's unclear how they wrote this article, though. Said Friday that states may not ban abortion drugs on the grounds that they are dangerous because the FDA has approved them. But legal experts say it is not clear the federal government can force states to allow people to receive the drugs for use in abortions from other states through the mail. So
you can still get a mail order, but not over the counter?
Well, it's not clear whether they can do that or not. The federal government regulates the mail, but states regulate doctors and pharmacies. So the state can say, no, you can't get this from a pharmacy, and they can ban pharmacies. But what happens if you buy it from the website of a company run in California, right?
Right.
There's a lot of murky issues here, and the states are not gearing up to make it easy on one another. And that could very well lead to a civil war. I don't think it's going to. I hate to think in the stretches of human history the collapse of the American empire would have been brought about by whether or not it's okay to abort fetuses, right? That's a truly dark mark on human history.
I mean, I don't know. All the other things the government gets up to hasn't brought it about yet either, and that far more evil has been committed by governments than outlawing abortion. So it seems weird.
Moreover, whatever approach the Biden administration takes can be reversed if Republicans win the 2024 election. The other wild card is how the conservative majority on the Supreme Court might rule on such issues. And that's sort of the thing here. Overturning Roe versus Wade didn't necessarily have anything to do with abortion, right? There could be another abortion case brought up where the Supreme Court decides, you know what? Abortion is a right, or whatever. They didn't necessarily say that abortion isn't a right. They just said Roe versus Wade is not legally valid. And, you know, a lot of people tend to agree because it was legalized, or Roe versus Wade was made. The arguments were on the basis of privacy, that one had the right to privacy. It was very legally shaky from the very beginning. But that was what it was ultimately about. To like, you had the right to privacy with your doctor to perform these things, and therefore states couldn't make it illegal because you have that right to only your doctor would know whether or not you're pregnant and had this procedure or not.
Right.
And otherwise, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how all of this shakes out. There's other stuff happening in the world, though, and we're going to be getting to that here. You have something from Fee. But before we get back into that, I do want to remind you that we are here until July the 3rd, so you're welcome to hang out with us. If you're already on your way here, we will be here. We are at RV Site 46 here this year. Next year, we're actually going to be a little bit higher up the hill. I'm looking forward to that because that was the site that we were at like 2 or 3 years ago. That's always been my favorite site, right? Because it's right there at the top of the hill. But we're here. Come hang out with us. It's a beautiful beautiful day. I don't think any additional rain is expected until possibly Saturday. I don't remember now, but last time I looked, I think it was all clear skies and 80-degree weather, so it's going to be beautiful. And if you want, you can definitely come hang out with us. There's no ticket cost. Just all you have to do is get here and book your RV site, camping site, or motel room with Rogers Campground. Check it out at forkfest.party. There is more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer, they're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire here at Fort Fest 2022, Fort Fest number 6. That's the year it is, obviously. ForkFest 4 was the first year of the Flippening.
Oh, yeah.
That was when ForkFest took place after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Last year it carried on that tradition, and this year it carries on. It was interesting to watch the evolution of the Goldbacks, because that's how I track what... I'm fighting with my dog here, because she has to be on a leash right now. If you're wondering what all of that was, and it's... She's trying to break my wrist, and I don't approve at all of what she's doing. But anyway, Captain, you have an article here from the Foundation for Economic Education.
I do.
Tell us about this, because it's about assault weapon bans, and it's unclear what an assault weapon even is.
Well, and there's been some news recently that relates to, you know, all things guns as well. So I thought that this was interesting, because the headline reads, "The federal government's own study concluded that its ban on assault weapons did not reduce gun violence." So a lot of the folks who are in support of more gun control by the goons of government generally will say something along the lines that, well, if we ban the assault-style weapons, then it will reduce gun violence. Well, the government did a study when it was, you know, said, hey, assault weapons are banned.
Well, I mean, most of the gun violence that we see in the United States is caused by, you know, much smaller arms than, you know, an AR-15.
Yeah.
All of these shootings that have been publicized this year, I think the Uvalde shooting involved a rifle,
yeah,
but it doesn't sound like it was an AR-15.
Yeah.
I don't remember the specifics now, but it makes sense to me that most gun violence is committed with a handgun. Because I think about people in Chicago, right?
Yep.
Which is the gun violence capital of the United States.
Yep. And guns are banned.
Yep. Yeah. Incidentally, where guns are banned, and that's where, you know, they use handguns for this sort of thing. That's by far the most common. 9mm, I would imagine.
The article says, this do something. This is a response, and perhaps an after one, to a human tragedy or crisis. We saw this response in the wake of 9/11. We saw it during the COVID-19 pandemic. And we're seeing it again following three mass shootings, Buffalo, New York, Uvalde, Texas, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. In this case, the something is gun control. In Canada, where no attack even occurred, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced the introduction of legislation that would freeze handgun ownership across the country. What this means...
Good Lord, so they're banning guns in Canada?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not... I mean, those poor Canadians, but, I mean...
Well, Trudeau's
really
a douchebag anyway, but... it goes on to say what this means is that it will no longer be possible to buy, sell, transfer, or import handguns anywhere in Canada, Trudeau said in a press conference. The United States, the rhetoric has tended to be more heated but also vague, though some specific proposals have emerged. Over the weekend, Vice President Camel Toe Harris called for an all-out ban of assault weapons.
At least Canada's targeting the actual weapon that's generally responsible for gun violence, though. They're not just targeting random guns. It's obvious that the American government, they don't like assault weapons, and that's generally because they know that your AR-15, it can, push comes to shove, be used to defend yourself against the government.
Yeah.
Whereas your 9mm is not going to be shooting down any Black Hawk helicopters anytime soon.
Right. Camel Toe Harris said... We know what works on this. It includes, let's have an assault weapons ban, she told reporters in Buffalo. On, I think this was last Thursday, Joe Biden, speaking from the White House, called on Congress to pass new gun control legislation, including a ban on assault weapons. How much more carnage are we willing to accept, Biden asked. Which,
but, I mean, that doesn't...
opens up a whole other argument about, guess who causes the most death by military-style weapons? The military, of course.
Well, yes, and the police, right?
Yes.
That's who the best...
The militarized police,
yes.
Now. So apparently in 1994, there was an assault weapons ban.
And to give you an idea of how common these ARs be, I mean, if you're shot by an AR, chances are, an AR-15, chances are it's going to be a cop who shot you.
Yep.
I recently received back the DVR that was taken from my house when I was raided on March the 16th of 2021.
Oh, nice.
I got the DVR back, right? And I was shocked to learn that they did not wipe the footage or any of that. So all of that's there, like right before they actually, you know, kicked down my door and all of that. All of that footage is actually there, viewable. And I took a quick look at it, and I was shocked to find that these people, because I vaguely remembered it was 6 o'clock in the morning. I had gone to bed drunk. And,
sure,
you know, I do have a memory of what that happened that day, but it's shocking to look at this footage and see these police officers, these FBI agents, these dozens upon dozens of people standing in my front yard with assault rifles waiting to attack my house.
Right.
It's absolutely jarring to realize, you know, that's how militarized the police are.
They're definitely standing armies where there should be none. The over-militarization of the police has come to pass, and it's just a fact of life right now in the United States.
And it's not changing anytime soon. So tell us more about what the federal government has learned in regard to this and how the assault weapons bans don't actually do anything to lower gun violence.
Well, there's numerous problems with the proposals, starting with the sticky question of defining what an assault weapon is, of course. Assault rifles, which by definition are capable of selective fire, are already banned under the National Firearms Act of 1934. The vague phrase assault weapon is basically a tautology by definition. Any weapon can be used to assault someone and virtually useless. The term might be effective politically, but as the economist Thomas Sowell has pointed out, the guns politicians choose to define as assault weapons typically are no more dangerous than others that are not specified. We know this because the U.S. had a ban on assault weapons as recently as 2004. Something gun control supporters recently pointed out on Twitter. We had an assault weapons ban for 10 years, 1994 to 2004, said Dr. Joanne Freeman, a historian.
I was surprised to hear that. I didn't remember that. I mean, I wasn't politically active then, but that is surprising to hear.
Yeah, I
come
vaguely,
to take it, these Americans like to say.
I vaguely recall this because in 94 I was, you know, my early 20s, I was still, you know, trying to just drink and party and be in bands and stuff like that, so I didn't pay a lot of attention to what was going on politically. But I vaguely recall something about this in 94 and the whole assault weapons thing. It's all very familiar to me. It goes on to say the world didn't end. People kept their guns. In other words, they didn't turn in the guns that were instantly made illegal when this legislation was passed. They bought new guns, and it was hardly an attack on gun ownership. So the Public Safety and Recreational Firearms Use Protection Act of 1994 targeted firearms deemed useful in military and criminal applications, but unnecessary in shooting sports or self-defense. Freeman is right that the ban lasted a decade before expiring on September 13th, 2004. She's also right that the world didn't end, and Americans continued to use and purchase other types of firearms. What Freeman didn't bring up was the effectiveness, or lack thereof, of the government's federal assault weapons ban.
Well, it only lasted for 10 years. I imagine that's what some people would say. And did this actually require the people who had, you know, assault weapons at those times to surrender their arms to the government?
I don't believe so, but I'm not exactly sure what was required of people when this went into effect.
We're going to get more into this subject, so stick around. We're going to talk deeply about gun rights in America. I'm surprised to hear that Americans at any point, these come and take it people. Actually, I'm not surprised at all. Let the government come and take it. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending some time in Madrid, Spain to attend a NATO summit that also includes leaders from the Asia Pacific for the first time. At the Royal Palace of Madrid, President Biden says the United States and Spain are working together to address issues across the globe.
There is a contest between autocracies and democracies, and we have to succeed. And I'm confident we will with your help.
Earlier with the Spanish Prime Minister, Biden announced the United States is planning to increase the number of naval destroyers stationed in Spain. A new study from J.D. Power says new vehicle quality went down 11%. The director of global automotive at the company saying the previous worst decline was only 3% as opposed to this year's massive drop in quality. You're listening to USA Radio News. Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell is being sentenced to 20 years in prison. The former socialite who helped sex traffic underage girls could be almost 80 upon her release. The judge saying Maxwell deserved a substantial sentence for facilitating abuse of girls over the course of many years. The U.S. Circuit Court judge also imposed a maximum fine of $750,000 and 5 years of supervised release. Maxwell addressing the court wearing her blue jailhouse scrubs and telling her victims, "I'm sorry for the pain that you experienced." Cassidy Hutchinson, a one-time top aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, testified before the January 6th committee that former President Trump lunged at a Secret Service agent and tried to grab the wheel when his security detail refused to drive him to the Capitol on January 6th. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live from Fort Fest 2022 here at Rogers Campground in beautiful White Mountain City, New Hampshire. The Fort Fest Freedom Festival is over and it was a resounding success. Very little seemed to go wrong this year. Of course, I returned today and I'm trying to do laundry, and of course the machine that I'm using decides to flood the entire building. But none of that happened during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Like, one toilet got stopped up, I believe, and, like, one of the water pipes down here at the bottom of the hill was busted, so that site was unavailable. But surprisingly smooth how this Porcupine Freedom Festival is.
Considering how packed it was.
Yeah. I mean, on that note, I'm a little bit disappointed. Normally, after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, when you walk through here, there isn't a piece of trash on the ground.
I thought it was relatively clean after Porcupine Freedom Festival was over.
It was cleaner last year, and it was cleaner the year before. And I hate to say this, but this was probably one of the things the park rangers actually did right. Like, before they would check you out or whatever, they inspected your campsite to make sure you weren't leaving any trash around or anything like that. There's a fire pit over here that's just filled with trash. Someone's going to have to either burn that or do something with it at some point. And there are miscellaneous pieces of trash just scattered around the campground. And that's disappointing because libertarians, our whole thing is private property and cleaning up behind us. So that said, it is very minor considering there were 3,000-ish people here over the last week. So in the grand scheme of things, it is very, very, very clean. But it's not libertarian levels of clean, I guess is what I say. But anyway, Captain and I are joined here by Sean Grissom, who you do Chuck Wagon Sodas. And it's one of my, like, you're the first vendor I stop at every time I come here because you get a steel mug. This year they weren't, you didn't have the, well, you did have the steel mugs, but they were smaller.
Smaller. So we had, our order got messed up and we got the large 10 mugs, which have a really awesome design on them. They're kind of neat looking. just the cup quality is not quite as good. It's really just that it's only good for cold stuff. It's not good for hot and cold.
Mm.
Versus the stainless steel mugs are good for either hot or cold. And we still had those. They were just in the 16-ounce instead of 32-ounce cup.
But it's by far the best deal here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. $20 for that steel mug, or in this year's case, the tin mug. Mm. And you get, you know, unlimited refills of your delicious sodas.
Yep.
I've been meaning to ask because I've inadvertently given up caffeine this week. I didn't really intend to. Is there caffeine in your
version? There's not. They're all caffeine-free, 100% cane sugar. There's no chemical carbonation. They're not like all organic, homemade sodas. They're not brewed. They are made from a syrup base, but it's he tries to keep them all old-fashioned style. One gentleman makes all the sodas for me out of Reading, Pennsylvania.
Very awesome. I assumed there was no caffeine in them, yep. But I wasn't 100% sure, so I didn't want to verify that, because incidentally, I completely kicked caffeine throughout the last week and didn't really notice, I guess. But I cut down caffeine significantly over the past few months anyway.
Yep.
So how was vending this year compared to previous years? I know you downscaled a lot, right?
I did. I downscaled massively. Last year I brought 4 food trucks and with 4 people to run them, and it was chaos, and I barely slept, and it was horrible. And
did you make a lot of money, though?
Last year was very lucrative. It was
okay,
good.
There's that at least.
But yeah, it wasn't worth it though.
Okay.
We sold all 3 of our food trucks. We only kept the soda wagon.
Yeah.
So we had it here. The food trucks were still here. The people I sold them to did bring them. So two out of the 3. But yeah, and they did very well this year.
But they weren't taking crypto and gold back.
They weren't, and that was kind of. I feel like that was my fault. I should have talked to them and got it set up on their system. But I've been out of town for the last month and a half since they bought it, and they're learning everything. So they've been busy with the chaos of the business. So
I can imagine.
I hadn't gotten around to like getting them set up, and I didn't even think about it until actually yesterday. Matt said that to me, and I was like,
I had noticed that on my first day though that they weren't taking cryptocurrency and gold backs. Of course, I can't use cryptocurrency, but I can use gold backs, and I prefer to go to places you did. When I asked them, they were like, no, and I was like, all right, well, I'll go somewhere else then. But I took a look around. I was like, no, you're new here, and it's not worth it to me to keep hunting around. So here's $10 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That said, I would certainly rather they take gold backs, but it is not for everyone. I understand that.
It is, and they just didn't, like, they don't have an understanding of it. They, I always say they're kind of Free Stater friendly. Yeah, we know them through our homeschool group. They homeschool their kids and stuff. They're part of the same group as us. They're around a ton of Free Staters because our homeschool group has got, like, probably 10 or 12 Free Staters in it.
Okay.
So they get a lot of influence in that way. They're very open to the ideas of. But, they're still learning in that way. They don't understand the crypto. Don't understand it.
In a way, that's pretty cool, though, that, you had this business arrangement and you were able to bring them all to the festival.
Yep.
And that kind of thing. That's pretty cool to me.
Yeah, no, we were really happy. And like I said, it worked out great with just the people we found to sell it to. They were, semi-like-minded. And I wish I would have gotten a chance to talk to them about it because I think they totally would have been open to it. But I just didn't get a chance to set it up, and I would have stuck any pay on their system. It's so easy to use. It's just like boom, boom, boom. They could have just done it.
And hopefully, people who did patronize their trucks were like, "Hey, do you take crypto? Do you take goldbacks?" And they heard this a number of times.
I'd say I guarantee they got asked a lot. And there's even stickers saying we take crypto and goldbacks on the windows of their trucks because I put them on there. So unless I'm pretty positive they didn't take them off, but I didn't look because I didn't even think that they wouldn't be because it just didn't process for me until the end of the week.
So a number of years ago, the Porcupine Freedom Festival sort of opened up the campground where you didn't have to have a wristband to enter and stuff like that, and it was widely regarded as a success. It was the biggest year of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and this year I think it topped that. So how do you feel that the Porcupine Freedom Festival is progressing, and do you think it's made the right decisions? Do you think it's still growing?
It's proven that it's growing because we released another 500 tickets this year, and between tickets and children, we had by far the largest number that we ever have had registered. Obviously, I don't have the numbers yet for like the final people that actually registered and checked in. But even myself, I never got down there to get my ticket and get registered, so I'm not in the system having been here, even though I was. So not everybody does, even though they pay for a ticket. They don't know they need to go down there or whatever. They just don't care about it.
I mean, and no one's checking for wristbands. Let's say wristband required beyond this point. But, I imagine most of the people who went down there, they did have a ticket, whether they had the wristband with them or not.
Yeah, I think it's true. Like I said, we sold 3,000 tickets this year, and we sold out
awesome.
2 months ago. It was a success in that way that, like, we were just rocking. We sold the campground out, 3 months before. And, there was points where we were able to get a couple more people in with, you know, certain cancellations and stuff like that, but it was a full sellout event as far as that goes.
Awesome.
So that our numbers are awesome. The turnout was great. I feel like the crowd was a little more libertarian this year. We had a really heavy liberal presence last year. Well, I mean, just like the number of like Biden stickers I seen on cars and stuff like that last year. And then the advertising, I guess, that Dennis had said he did was like a lot of left advertising trying to bring them in, thinking they could get some semi-like-mindedness. I felt like the crowd was a little more balanced this year towards libertarianism. Versus
it's definitely possible to, you know, reach people on the left with the ideas of liberty. And
there's a lot of crossover.
Yeah, that's sort of one of the frustrating things I see a lot in the Free State Project in particular, is that there's a lot of crossover between libertarians and, you know, conservatives. They all agree on the ideas of small government and stuff like that. But we also agree socially with a lot of the ideas of the Democrats. We just don't think government is the answer, as they do. But we can still reach them and their ideas just in a different way.
Yep.
So it's good to see that. It's good to see the Porcupine Freedom Festival doing well. I'm looking forward to next year. I mean, knock on wood, hoping that things go well in November.
Yep.
And you're no longer responsible for organizing all of the vendors, right?
So, yeah, I don't organize the vendors anymore. We don't, like, put them in their spots anymore or do any of the, as you were speaking of, the deposit that he has to use for leave to show that they cleaned up afterwards. Otherwise, they're going to leave their deposit behind. So that does leave a little bit of the issue that you were bringing up of every once in a while you find a little more trash than you should, or somebody doesn't throw their last trash bag out and just leave it in the site. There's a group of us that go around afterward usually, and that didn't get put together this year. So I've gone around and picked up all the stuff that was like people left behind, like drinks that they just weren't taking with them on their plane. Sure. So they left them there, and I just put them up on the tables, let people grab whatever they want for a day or two, and then I'll take my truck around and pick the rest of the crap up, just to make sure I can we leave it as clean as possible.
Well, thank you so much for doing that.
I mean, it's we all make this thing work, right? It's not one person.
I would love to train my dog here to like pick up the litter and bring it to me so I can throw it away. Like just let her loose, because she loves picking stuff up, right? Like if I could.
I have two kids that love to do it, so they're like, oh, there's trash, Dad. We're on a walk, and they're just like bringing me all kinds of. It's like, oh, okay.
So how long are you staying here at Forkfest?
We'll be here till at least Wednesday, maybe Thursday. We're not really sure yet. My truck's in the shop. Supposed to get it back tomorrow, but we'll see what happens.
Taking some time off.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of in the middle of getting our new equipment. We just bought a new truck and trailer, so we're trying to get everything set up.
There's more coming up here from Forkfest. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com.
By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from the Port Fest 2022 here at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And I want to tell you about Truth Snacks. Go to TruthSnacks.com. If you like trail mix, if you like snack foods and things like that, you want to check these out. They're unadulterated. They use raw ingredients. None of this overly processed crap. It's all sourced. It's all organic. I don't know if it's organic, so don't quote me on that. But it's not overly processed. You can find it at TruthSnacks.com. It comes in two varieties. There is original flavor and peppermint infused, which everyone likes it, but everyone that I've seen try it says, you know, it's not for them. It's good, but it's not something they want to regularly eat. But maybe you'll like it. You know, try it out. TruthSmacks.com if you want to check it out. Susan was here with us last week on the show, and we talked quite a bit about it. So check it out at TruthSmacks.com. We're talking now just sort of looking back at the last week of the Porcupine Freedom Festival and how things went. I think it was, as you said, Sean, we also had Sean Grissom joining us here. It was the biggest Porcupine Freedom Festival yet, wasn't it? I mean, in terms of raw numbers as far as at least in tickets sold.
Tickets sold, and like I said, we did sell out everything. We sold out all the local hotels, the hotel here, and as well as the entire campground.
Is it the hotel here, like, always sold out, like, every year, though?
Generally, that is true, because we rent out one of the entire hotels for the volunteers and certain people that are coming in, speakers and stuff like that. So we hold one of them entirely, no matter if we end up using it or not. So sometimes we end up with rooms that never get used because we're
just holding. I did that 1 year. I would not recommend it. It's obscenely expensive.
Yeah.
And especially during that particular week. I think I spent, like, I think it was about $1,400 on the rooms for the 2 week period. I mean, it was a 2 week period.
I was going to say, I heard it was about $100 a night, so it's not,
The room didn't get used, and sucked.
And the rooms are not known for being, the nicest place to stay, but you're right on site, so there's a lot of convenience to it.
I mean, it's a rustic hotel room, right? Yeah. I mean, it's a motel and a campground. You're not staying at, a fancy resort or anything like that here. Yeah. They did recently upgrade the television. It's not that I didn't even turn mine on, but they actually have flat screens this year, whereas last year, I believe, it was just the old, 17-inch CRTVs that weigh 150 pounds or whatever. So it's been fun watching the Porcupine Freedom Festival here sort of decentralized. I know this year there were surprising things on the calendar that I didn't expect. I know in previous years they used the Huvi app. I actually just got called by Huvi, I assume, because 2 years ago I looked into using them for ForkFest, and I went with Eventify instead because Eventify actually got back to me in a timely fashion, and Huvi didn't. Huvi wouldn't even give me a price. That's how expensive they are. They're like, we're not even quoting you a price. You have to call and have a 30-minute appointment with us. I was like, no. Yeah. I want to pay someone money to give me access to a platform. I can figure it out. By 30 minutes, I want to be building the thing, not listening to your sales pitch. And they weren't able to accommodate that, so I went with Eventify.
Hmm.
Which it was a decentralized platform, right? It was great when we had it here at that ForkFest, but it required me to go around, talk to all of the vendors, find out what they were doing there, when they were doing it, and manually add that myself. We wanted something that allows people to add it directly themselves.
Right.
But such a piece of software doesn't exist at this point. But the Porcupine Freedom Festival, they dropped Huvi this year, from what I can tell. They just had the
last 2 years, yeah.
Oh, they didn't have it last year either?
Yep.
Okay. But they dropped it a number of years ago then, and it's been interesting to see the results of that because, like, the Mikey, who normally has snacks here, he had an event listed on the calendar this year. What is the mechanism that the Porcupine Freedom Festival is using to allow people to add their own events in that way?
So I don't know exactly who built it. I believe Dennis, he's the one that was passing it around to everybody, Dennis Pratt, and he was set up something so that we could all just kind of enter in the information ourselves, and it got put onto it. So I don't know if he was having to manually do it or if it was auto-entering once you kind of filled out his online sheet. It simplified it, and anybody could do anything. I mean, a lot more stuff has been decentralized here, and we're trying to get everything, all the little events, the Alt Expo, or anybody that just wants to do something at their own personal site, get all of that onto the schedule and the way to do it, and so that, you know, it's less the FSP has been taking on less and less each year as far as trying to make it less official, more decentralized. I don't know if that's necessarily their reason behind it or what, but that's the way it's been going. Volunteers have been harder to get and stuff like that, so less people that have to do it have been made things easier for all of us.
I love the concept of decentralization.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see that it's, you know, heading down that road at least.
Yeah, no, I've been in favor of it. I mean, they all but basically took away the position I used to do of vendor coordinator by not coordinating the vendors. I still send out emails. I still help the vendors on site,
yeah,
take care of little issues and stuff like that, but I did that before, too. I do this for a living, vending and such, so people came to me and asked me questions. I've always got equipment with me and stuff like that, so it was a fit. You know, I'm not much with the pregame getting things set up. I'm not that person, but on site, I like it.
That's an exact example of the only kind of authority I respect, right? And that is the authority of the expert in a field or a field. If I were a first-time vendor and I had no idea what I was getting into or what I was doing, I would try and find somebody like you,
yep,
right, that I could go and ask some questions, you know, best practices, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. And anytime they get any questions throughout the year about vending and stuff like that, I'm like, oh, feel free to give out my phone number, give out my email, let them contact me. I'm happy to help people answer questions wherever I can. I don't mind doing that kind of stuff, you know. And then, like I said, on-site, I enjoy it. I love the event. It's my favorite 2 weeks of the year. We show up early, we leave late, and we really enjoy it. I love the community, the way it comes together, and we just build an agorist community for 2 weeks almost, and it's just awesome to see it. And I hope long-term it can become, you know.
Someone at one of the vendors up here described it as a village, and I had never thought about those terms, but they asked me when I was, you know, ordering food, and they said, "Are you staying at the village?" I was like, what do you mean, the village? But then I realized that, you know, for those 2 weeks out of the year, or the 1 week out of the year especially, the Porcupine, yeah, Freedom Festival, it is sort of a self-contained village of libertarians. I mean, it wouldn't be sustainable because there's no one, you know, producing anything here. Everything has to be brought in, food and stuff like that, but it does take on sort of the form of a village for that week-long period, Rogers, sure, Campground, and it's amazing to watch that happen.
Yep. No, it is. I love it so much.
So you came up early this year, is that correct?
Yes.
How was that? Because I'm of the mind that the ForkFest, the festival that we do, should move back to the beginning of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
The last couple of years have been weddings before, so like the couple of days before, a lot of people are coming in early for the wedding, and so you get a bigger crowd that way. And then on top of that, there's just quite a few people that know, like, once Monday starts, the chaos begins. There's so many speeches, there's so much going on, they're selling, they're vending, there's so many people they want to see and talk to, they're gonna be nonstop. So having a couple days of downtime to kind of get into the flow of it and have it build up for them instead of just walk into it is nice. That's one of the reasons I do it. I also go around and check all the sites, make sure we have power and stuff like that, so that people aren't walking into sites that don't work, especially in the vendor area specifically.
Yeah.
That's so, really cool of you.
It's just, you know, we want to make it go as smooth as possible. I don't want to have to fix everybody's problem when they're showing up. I want to fix the problem. Just, you know,
what's that about? An ounce of prevention? Something like that?
So the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it is officially over. From what I could tell, it sort of has calmed down a lot, right? Like, I remember a few years ago, there was a lot more usage of psychedelic. Like, people, you could tell that people were, like, openly on some sort of psychedelic. But this year, it seems to have sort of, I don't know if I use the word mature, but it seems to have shifted into sort of a hangout drinking beer kind of thing.
Yep.
Versus the let's do a bunch of LSD and see what happens thing.
I mean, there was a whole tent set up 2 years ago where people would just like the, you know, MDMA or LSD tent where everybody's just like sitting around. There's some lights going on, some soft music. You know.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
there were two such tents.
I knew of one of them. You know,
one was definitely for psychedelics. The other one was suitable for psychedelics.
Okay.
That was,
yeah.
So I remember what you're talking about. That those were gone this year. Yeah.
They were. And I'll say this: like, we had over 600 kids registered this year, so that means the family atmosphere was way thicker than it ever has been in the past.
There were a lot of kids.
There was a lot of kids this year. It was surprisingly, and it went surprisingly well. We had a couple of small issues, but nothing major.
A lot of kids vending, I noticed. And
I enjoyed that part because I learned, you know, sort of basics of, you know, job working way earlier than the law actually would allow for. But that's because I had family that was like, you know, hey, I'm going to put you to work here. I'll pay you under the table, that kind of a thing.
Yep.
So I really enjoy seeing the kids doing the things, selling the maps and all that.
I'd say the maps were awesome. Mo and Rebecca have been great about that. That was their whole kind of goal. They wanted the maps and schedules to go out. And they're like, and we want to put the kids to work. And this is just a great way to do it.
I like it when the kids so had good. Something interesting, right? But when they were just going around, hey, you want to buy a bottle of water? I'm like, no, everyone here has brought water, right?
Yep.
But if you have something interesting, like some art you did, I don't care if it's crap. You're not sure, I'll buy it. Why not? It's like, support the kid in their endeavor. But
it used to be like everybody pulling around a wagon, too, and like, can I take your trash down? That one used to be a big one.
For years and years.
I haven't seen them doing that in a couple of years. Like, you get a random one, but like it was consistent for a while there. Like, five times a day, I got kids coming by. You know, obviously, they'd hit me up with all the food trucks, and they'd be like, oh, can we take your trash out? I was like, hell yeah, I can.
So things have definitely changed here, and that's been fun to see. I look forward to being here next year. And, Sean, thank you so much for joining us.
No, absolutely. Thank you.
We are here at ForkFest, and we're going to be here until July the 3rd, so come down and hang out with us. You can find out about the festival at ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.